Benedicimus tibi, quia per crucem tuam redemisti.
February 2020, Mark 8, 27 to 32. Jesus and his disciples left for the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he put these questions to his disciples: Who do people say I am? And they told him, John the Baptist, others Elijah, others, again, one of the prophets. But you, he asked them, who do you say I am? Peter spoke up and said to him, You are the Christ. And he gave them strict orders not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man was destined to suffer grievously, and to be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and to be put to death, and after 3 days to rise again. And he said all this quite openly. Then, taking him aside, Peter tried to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said to him, Get behind me, Satan. You're thinking not as God thinks, but as human beings do. Jesus asked the disciples a critical question. Have people recognized him as a Messiah? The answers show that the people have well understood that in Jesus, the presence of God is great, as for example in the prophet Elijah, or in John the Baptist. But they still lack the most important dimension. But this dimension is expressed by Peter, certainly also for the others. You are the Messiah. With Matthew, it is still said, You are the Son of the living God. We can read this in Matthew 16:16. With this realization, as a Jew at the time, but also later as a pagan, one enters another dimension of faith. The expected Messiah is a Redeemer of Israel and of all mankind. The promise of God has been fulfilled. The search and the waiting have stopped. The time of fulfillment begins, the time after the coming of the Messiah, which lasts until the time of his return. Now the way of God is free. Jesus, who says of himself that he himself is the way, has opened it forever through suffering, death and resurrection, calling us into communion with God. The disciples do not yet know all this to this extent. For this they first needed the further stations in the work of the Lord and the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, who opened their eyes, the inner understanding about all that Jesus said and did. With the knowledge of the Messiah, not yet everything was done, but the path of following the Lord began, as it did for all of us. Peter also had to painfully discover this in his following of the Lord. An example is given here. After we heard the confession, this is the Messiah, Jesus spoke openly about how his way would now continue. He spoke of his suffering, his death, and his resurrection, precisely about the path he had to take as Messiah for the redemption of mankind. Peter heard of the suffering. Peter heard of the suffering about his master started to speak to him. The text tells us that he began to reproach the Lord. Perhaps it was a mixture of pity and fear. Perhaps he even felt authorized to do so by his previous knowledge of the Messiah. But Jesus rebuked him sharply and saw Satan working through Peter, who wanted to prevent him from fulfilling his mission, who wanted to come between him and the will of the Father. Jesus rebuked Peter in front of all the disciples, and so they too received an important lesson. We people do not have to step between the ways of the Lord. Peter had not supported him in silence and understanding as the mother of the Lord on the way of the cross. No, he wanted to stop him, whatever his motivation might have been. All of us who are on the path of discipleship of Christ remain in a listening relationship with our Lord. This is true even if we have been on the road with him for many years and have trusted friends with Jesus. We will not understand all his ways, especially not those that can be connected with suffering. When we stand up before the ways of the Lord, which are closed to our understanding, then we are called to step back and to put our trust in God. God will act in his wisdom. Since he includes all things that are unknown to us, he does so from divine omniscience, into which we cannot penetrate with our human actions and behavior. As can be seen from the above text, as interference on our part can even become an open door for Satan. Let us try in our whole orientation always to have in mind what God wants, and in humility to worship God's wisdom, especially when things are not yet open to us.
In gratitude for the suffering that the Lord has gone through for us, we adore him with the words, "We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your cross you have redeemed the world."
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum.